Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in English and Korean with subtitles in English, Arabic, Oroxis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech Slovak, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Korea은 수천 년의 역사를 지니고 있습니다. 코리아란 이름은 고려 왕조에서 유래했습니다. 고려는 높고 아름답다는 뜻으로 한국 산수의 특징인 높은 산과 맑은 물을 적절하게 묘사한 것입니다.
한반도의 척추는 태백산맥인데 그곳의 웅장한 산인 백두산은 영성을 추구하는 한국인들에게 신성한 산입니다. 신비한 아름다움과 태고의 환경을 지닌 이 산은 수많은 순례자와 여행자들을 매료시킵니다. 한국은 조용한 아침의 나라로 알려져 있습니다. 자랑스러운 문화 전통을 가진 한국은 옛것과 새것이 절묘하게 어우러져 고대 왕궁과 신성한 사원들이 고층 건물 같은 초현대적인 시설들과 공존하고 있습니다.
영적인 개발에 신실하고 열렬한 한국 국민들은 깨달은 스승을 두 팔 벌려 환영했는데요. 1992년 첫 축복을 받은 뒤 수차례나 축복을 받았습니다. 그 다음 해인 1993년 세계 순회 강연의 일환으로 싱하이 무상사께서 서울과 부산에서 강연을 하면서 수천 명이 스승의 사랑과 평화의 메시지를 받는 기쁨을 누렸습니다. 싱하이 무상사께서는 그 후 94년과 97년에 다시 방한하셨습니다. 1997년 방한 중에 조순 서울시장은 싱하이 무상사를 만나는 영광을 얻었습니다.
그 후 1998년 5월 6일 한국 출가승들은 칭하이 무상사를 영동센터 개막식에 초대해 한국에서 국제 선호 행사를 시작했습니다. 선행사에 참가하기 위해 전 세계로부터 수천 명의 구도자들이 모여 칭하이 무상사의 생신과 어머니 날의 성대한 축하 행사로 선을 마무리했습니다.
그동안 칭하이 무상사와 협회 회원들은 한국에서 고호 활동을 해왔는데요. 1995년과 1996년 그리고 1998년엔 2000톤의 쌀을 북한의 기아 해소를 위해 전달했습니다. 가장 최근의 구호로는 2007년 북한의 심각한 홍수 상황을 들으신 칭하이 무상사께서 홍수 이재민을 돕기 위해 북한의 미화 5만 부를 기증하신 것입니다.
칭하이 무상사는 또한 한국의 화재, 가뭄, 홍수, 태풍 등 각종 재난에 이재민들에게도 지원금을 보냈습니다. 국제협회 회원들도 요양원과 교도소를 방문해 칭하이 무상사의 가르침을 나눴습니다. 한국에서의 강연과 인도주의 활동을 통해 칭하이 무상사는 한국 전역에 알려져 있습니다.
이제 여러분께 소개할 강연은 칭하이 무상사와 협회 회원들이 2000년 5월 10일 함께했던 담화로 제목은 생선 딸기입니다.
'Europe, many people protested, and then actually they do label it in some supermarkets, in some big companies like food chains.
I know many big companies, they don't sell certain they don't buy certain food from modified food. Yeah, a lot of protests, and then a lot of them stop actually. A lot of experiments for genetic modified food has stopped because people voice their opinion. You make your choice, okay? But the genetically modified food, has it any bad effects so far? Bad effect, side effect.
I've read that sometimes they fear that people can have more allergies.
Allergies. Yes, yes, yes. Because it's so mixed up and the body don't know how to digest. Yeah.
I don't know what the side effects are, but supposedly 68% of our food has been grown this way for at least 2 years.
Only 2 years, sometimes it doesn't show yet. Things sometimes take longer time to show the effect, right? Well, let's just hope that whatever it is, since it's already done, let's hope that the people won't have any bad effect. At least if it doesn't help, yeah, it doesn't harm. Since recently we have started the vegetarian diet, a vegetarian kind of fashion, huh? Way of life, and a lot of people has been switched to vegetarian. And then the Maya has to invent whatever, modified animal DNA food. We were just happy that a lot of people turn into vegetarian. Even in America, 20% more every year, that's what I heard. And then I was so happy, yeah? And a lot of animal farm has turned into different farm.
In Austria, we have one initiate who is a farmer for organic vegetables. And he has a little farm, and it's just about enough for, I think, maybe 20 families or something.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's nice because in summer we can have almost everything from him. And
oh, that's good.
It tastes even much better.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. If you don't have anything else to do, buy a little land somewhere and grow vegetable for us. You see, in Austria, that's what she was talking about, is in her country, Austria. Austria, it snow and it's cold like half a year. So you can only grow things in summer, in spring and then in summer. So like 6 months you can grow things, right? And other things can grow a little bit, but differently, yeah. In summer you have the most vegetable. And that's a very cold country, you know, it snows sometimes, and sometimes it's very cold, like 10 degrees even, below zero. It could be. They still can grow vegetable, and just one person, enough to feed 20 families. Farming is not an easy job, but it's very rewarding. You know, I heard that the statistic, yeah, research, has come to a conclusion that the best happily marriage is the farmers. Yeah. And then the next are doctors, a third a teacher. So maybe if your marriage is on a rock, you go and dig the rock and and make it into a fertile land and grow vegetable. Maybe that's the best job for everyone, I don't know. Otherwise, how come all the farmers have happy marriage? Must be because the product they make and the sun and the fresh air and they work together and watching things grow and feeling satisfied and happy. And all the people who eat their food feel happy and good, so they partake the happiness of everyone when they eat the food.
I can confirm this brother who is the farmer is very happy, and everybody likes to go to his place for holiday.
And then the last thing is, most people can always find like farmers markets.
Oh, they sell in the free market, yes.
They'll come in, you know, for 4 hours a day, maybe a couple days
a week. Yeah,
and
like weekend or something like that.
And you can usually find an organic farmer there and just try to get most of your food from them.
Oh, okay.
Besides writing to get it labeled.
But since the modified food, you think the world have become less hungry or not?
Let's say if you grow in apples, you could probably get an organic, you probably get 100 apples a day. If you do using a modified apple,
1,000,
you get probably 1,000. So that's the price a lot cheaper and a lot more produced.
Are you sure? Has it been cheaper anywhere?
Well, actually the productivity per land has been increasing ever since they started doing things like pesticides and everything like that. And the productivity per land kept going up. But now we're reaching the point of diminishing returns where the productivity is starting to go down, and that's where they're starting to bring in the genetically modified food. However, some research from Rutgers University shows that they went to a supermarket and they bought a whole bunch of vegetables, and then they went to an organic supermarket and bought them, and the organic food had between 50 and 80% more nutrients. And so you may be getting more apples. But the value, the minerals and the vitamins that you get in an organic apple more than outweighs the cost.
Ah, pro and con.
Exactly.
Okay, so, Simin, even if you can buy it cheaper, you pay for less, you know, more empty apple. Yeah, you pay less, but you get less anyway. Or maybe even less than the value that you pay for. All right, so at the end we lose. We lose out to nature. Ah, bravo, God. You are the best. You do everything correctly. Whatever we try to outdo you is not too good. So you mean all this DNA food is no good anyway? Empty. Yeah, just have a bigger container, but nothing inside.
Yeah, like tomatoes have been bred to be uniform size, color, and long shelf life.
How boring.
But not to have nutrient value.
Oh, they have research and there's no nutrient value.
Well, they've bred them, maximized them so that they'll have long shelf life, and it's taken a sacrifice in the nutrient value.
Yeah.
And carrots are modified so that they won't poke through the bag, so that they'll have stubby ends.
I've read a book about people who has grown vegetables very good, very big, only on shapes with a stone around them, called in French like this.
What is it?
Shaping.
Oh, shaping them as big as the
Yes, they tried. Again. They tried different forms. Uh-huh. They saw when the insect does not go to the plant, they have found the good form. And then the vegetables grow very, very big, and they are very good, very healthy.
Uh-huh. How do they do that?
They
shape the stone around the plant?
Yes, one woman had the inspiration at the end when they had been very good in that. They wanted to give the good news to everybody.
Yeah, I know. Yes, okay. See, good news. If you love your vegetable, they grow.
Yes, and we can.
If you really, you must love your job. Yes, this is good. We can try that. Put all the stones around your cabbage and make them grow that big. Yeah, there was some true story.
In Scotland, they are doing this now. I can have more information.
Soon. Please do. Okay. You can print your magazine, and if any farmer to be want to do something for the world, we do that. You see, when we grow with love, in Scotland, you all know this, there was a farmer who loves his potatoes so much, that his potato grows so big. It was a newspaper. What happened to that farmer? He still continue?
Findhorn, it still exists, and they are now trying to use the thing I have spoken, the waves with stones. Oh. They are going to do it.
Oh, yeah, get more information for us. That's exciting.
Okay.
You can also find out which kind of plants like to grow together, because sometimes some kinds, they love to be neighbors.
Against each other, yeah. And sometimes they love to be neighbor, and they support each other. Yeah. That's very good. Yeah, if you really put your heart into doing it, and if you really love it, your plant will grow very big, very big. There was some, in Maori, we used to grow. I give each one a piece of land to grow different things. The one who loves the vegetable and plant, everything grows so nice. People who grow with love, you know, I see their plant go so fast and so much food. Yeah, that's true too. I tell you my experience when I was in America. I didn't have money here. I live in a temple. And when I first came there was a little plant like this, about that big. And they told me it has been there for 5 years. I can't believe it. 5 years, is that big? And yellow here and brown there, and so small, stem very small, like this, you know, stem of the flower. And then I just said, 5 years, must be a very funny plant. They don't grow. Mm. So I just water it, you know, and sometimes whatever leftover tea and all that, I give him to drink. Yeah, sometimes I drink tea and I give half to him. Yeah, what a leftover. And he grow and grow and grow, my God. And he becomes so big, and you know, the stem was so big like that, and it grows so big. And it was about that, like that. In a small pot like that, and yellow, half brown. And he grows so much, and then I have to cut some of them and put in another pot where I found outside, or any plastic cup or whatever. Plastic bottle, you know, and I cut it out and put, and then another one grow again. And then later I had to cut it more, and then I don't have no more pot and plants. So I moved these that already grow outside, put it in front of temple. Everybody passed by, they just take it home. I have no more room for it. And he grows, and you know, I just from tea and water, and that's it. And the abbot of the temple asked me, what kind of fertilizer did you buy? I said, what do you mean, what kind of fertilizer? I don't even have money. I don't have any pocket money at that time. I just work for free. So he knew. And even later when he talked about it, he talked to his disciples, and his disciples come tell me about it. Otherwise, how do they know? They were not in New York, you know. And they say, when the master talk about you, he say, you are too much love and all the plant grows so fat, so big. Yeah, when you have love, things grow too. Yeah, so maybe that is the better alternative than the genetically modified method, huh? Nevertheless, we don't mean to criticize. They have tried, yeah? And they have been excited over some possibility of a world hunger ending or, you know, more profit even. Maybe in the beginning it was Manuel. And later on, the business people manipulate it and monopolize it and make it become something else. From there, they step further and inject animal stuff in there just to experience, to make more profit and things like that. So it ends up that the process has been devoid of love. And that's why people protest them, because when they eat them, they don't feel good. They don't feel loved. They don't feel contented.
Today, 스승과 제자 사이를 함께 해주신 시청자 여러분께 감사드립니다. 내일 계속해서 칭하이 무상사와 협회 회원들의 담화인 생선 딸기 3부가 방영되니 많은 시청 부탁드립니다.
이어서 주목할 뉴스 뒤 동물의 세계, 더불어 사는 세상이 방영됩니다. 매일 웃음과 행복, 평화가 가득하시길 빕니다.
Thank you for joining us for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Join us tomorrow for the continuation of Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members' discussion in Part 3 of the Fish Strawberry.
Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next after noteworthy news. May all your days be filled with laughter, happiness, and peace.